Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. There has been a really interesting lineup change that I'd like to discuss before the game happens tonight. They are putting Roope Hintz, Jason Robinson, and Joe Pavelski together. Looks like Rick Bowness is trying to put the big guns together once and for all. I don't know how well it's going to work. They're pretty much alpha scorers, all three of those guys. But he's trying to spark some kind of offense on that line. Well, it's an interesting pairing. Jason Robinson, the incredible assist and great skating, and Roope Hintz, the goal scoring, and obviously Joe Pavelski with his goal scoring and getting in front of the net. I'm actually intrigued by this. I think this is going to make a very interesting game tonight. I really just want to get one. We have not won a game yet against Tampa Bay. This is the fifth meeting of the season. We have three more to go. One of the things that's been so stressful in this season is the fact that every game is a divisional game this year. The way this season is set up. In the 56-game season, every game counts. You know, I'll be happy when we get back to our regular 82-game season where, you know, you'll have some moments where you play a team out of your conference. And, yes, it's great to get the points, but it's not as stressful because you're spreading out the wealth of teams you're playing on a regular basis. But this year has been utter chaos, and I'm wondering if this could be a really good deal tonight. I think Ty Dellandrea is playing still. I mean, like I said, it is the youngsters that are going to probably be the ones that will end up saving this season, if anything. I mean, I love what Joe Pavelski's done. I'm glad we have Jamie Benn. I hope that Andrew Cogliano is back in the lineup tonight. They said he was injured for a while there. We could really use his stout defense. So there's a lot of things up in the air, but this particular line change for this evening looks really intriguing to me. So let's say it again. First line tonight, Joe Pavelski, Jason Robinson, and Roope Hintz. So you got, you know, Pavelski will be your center. And I think it's going to be left wing will be Jason Robinson. Right wing will be Roope Hintz. So lots of potential scoring there. I know he's doing what he can to put a spark in the lineup. Rick Bowness has done the best he can with the season, guys. I don't care how many people will argue that he wasn't doing what he could. He wasn't given a lot to work with, and I think that he's doing a fantastic job. So that's the rant I want to say about the coach tonight. We will talk more after the game. And also, I'll say this. Please, Dallas Stars, since tomorrow is my birthday, will you please win one for me? I know that sounds pretty cheesy, but hell, I'll put it out there. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. We will watch the game tonight, and we will have a conversation later. Thank you so much for everything. Go Stars. Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, looks like that line change that Rick Bowness did today was absolutely magic. All three of those guys scored goals. Joe Pavelski on the power play, Jason Robinson, and then at the very end, Roope Hintz scores a breakaway game-winning goal. Man, what a game. It was so up and down for a while. You know, they score two goals. We score two goals. Then we score a third goal with Jason Robinson. And then they come back to score the tying goal in the third. And then you're just thinking, oh no, it's going to end up being overtime again. And instead, Roope Hintz finishes the job. Now, if I were any any kind of coach, I would say Rick, Bones, keep that line together for the rest of the season. I think you got some magic there. But now we got to play Florida this weekend. They've lost three in a row, and it's a good chance to pick up some points when we need them. But let's just celebrate tonight's win. And then, once again, Jake Ottinger, he didn't have the greatest start with a couple of the rebound goals and the rebound control that he didn't have in the beginning. But then there was the incredible save with the right pad and smothering the puck with his back. I think that particular save in the second period, if anyone wants to go look at it or has watched the game, will be on probably every highlight reel for like the next week, because it was an incredible save. And he just settled down, you know. He may be a rookie goaltender, but he sure in the hell ain't playing like one. Well, you know, he'll just have to still work on rebound control, and that's a part of the game. You got to learn what your strengths and your weaknesses are, but he looks like he's starting to get in his own. The one thing that was really great today, how much they talked about Jason Robinson, and there's a little buzz right now for him getting the Calder Trophy, and, you know, I think that he has a viable, you know, position to get that award. For those that don't know what the Calder is, it's the Rookie of the Year award, and his last four or five games have been absolutely brilliant. If it's not just scoring goals, it's assist, it's everything, his skating. This kid is really special, and I believe he's learning a lot about how to play at this level. First thing, it's a lot faster game than playing in the OHL, because that's where he came from, the Ottawa Hockey League, before he got here. So, what a wonderful game. It just felt good. It was a little bit nail-biting, and I admit it, in the first period when I saw the first two goals going, I thought, oh no, here we go again. But the one thing I believed happened is we elevated the puck on Vasilevskiy. And when you do that, you have a chance when you got a tall goaltender. And there was just some really good elevations of the puck in this game to get goals. And, you know, he was supposed to have 13 straight wins, and he would have been the seventh goalie in NHL history to do it. And we foiled his plan. So he got stuck at 12. So there's that, too, that it's kind of fun to be able to foil a plan for somebody that was hoping to go down in the record books with some of the greatest goaltenders with 13 wins, and he didn't get it. So that makes me feel good too. Anyway, so looks like we have tomorrow off. Everybody, I hope they rest, they sleep, they enjoy the day off. They deserve a great day off and a great win. And I think maybe, hey, thank you, Stars. You gave me a great birthday present at the end of the day. Tomorrow is my birthday, and Dallas Stars Hockey, thank you for winning. Anyway, that's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I hope everybody has a great evening, and we have many more to go. And like I said, I'd like to make another shout-out to my friend Jordan. Thank you for having me continue to do these. There was a moment where I almost gave up on this whole idea because of how frustrating the season was. But we're still in the playoff picture. We just got to keep doing what we're doing. The viable spot that we have is the fourth spot, the last playoff spot. But we still have a chance to get it. We just got to keep fighting and keep grinding. And we're not playing bad. We're fighting like crazy. And we just got to continue to do what we're doing. Like I said, thank you everyone for keep listening. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Everyone have a wonderful evening.